Hello, and welcome to The Next Best Thing, the show where we will discover the next amazing new competition show for VH. I'm Dylan Collins. Welcome to my lair. Now, each show on this first episode will be pitched, and the best will continue onwards to next week's challenge, but only one can be named The Next Best Thing. As a producer of such shows as Act It and Sing It and Perform It, and the winner of such shows as Lone Star and Lone Star, I have a vast experience in this type of thing. No one knows more about it than me. Even if they say they do, or they say I'm a horrible egomaniac with a small penis, none of that matters now, because your fate is in my hands, and my hands alone. Well, I mean, I might have some guest judges too, but their fate is also in my hands. So let's start off with some bright disaster pitching his show idea.
Hi there, this is Bright Disaster, and this is my submission for The Next Best Thing. It's actually a really good idea, frankly. I mean, I've always thought of this, what I'm about to talk about. Just never really got into it, you know. I tried the whole audition for it a long time ago, and it just didn't work out. But you know, hey. You know, live and let live. This idea was actually, I thought it was actually pretty, you know, unique. I don't know if y'all will or not, but, you know, we've noticed we've had singing competitions, you know, Sing It, you know, all the different genre competitions, all that. But, you know, with those, the things that separate this one from those is that, you know, those, you have to actually be good. You know, what I'm thinking is, you know, we'll immediately start the competition. Because what it is, I'm wanting to let everyone who would like to try it. You know, not hold back anyone from entering the tournament. Which, it is a tournament. It's called Shoka Tournament. And some of you may have heard of it. It was actually a pretty good idea, but nobody really took a chance. It's based off of the Dragon Ball Z martial arts tournaments. I know, I'm a nerd, get over it. Anyway, but you know, in those tournaments, you know, two people would enter the ring, one would leave, one would go on and fight in the next round. However, you know, that same concept could be applied to singing tournament. Two people are, you know, let's just say, for example, like, me versus Blackjack or something, I don't know. And, you know, let's just say, you know, I win. Then I would go on, Blackjack would be eliminated, and I would go on to the next round. And it's just, you know, the only issue with that would be, you know, partnering up the people. But, you know, I'm sure there's some kind of random generator we can, like, put names into, and they would match them up and stuff. And really, it's like this, you know, like, some people might say it's unfair because, you know, I don't know. But I would think that just the basic, like, tournament bracket would be a kind of a unique idea in the in the world of singing tournaments and competitions. You know, it would, you know, it wouldn't be based off of skill per se. It would just be based off of, you know, how good are you when your life is on the line, pretty much. You know, when you are recording for your submission and you know that there's that 50% chance you could be eliminated, how good will you? How much more effort will you put forward to get that spot? And really, you know, as far as the themes, you know, we could make it very individualistic. Like, one week could be original songs. You know, you write a song, and you sing an a cappella, or you sing it with a guitar, or piano, or whatever instrument you prefer. That wouldn't really matter because it's a singing, but, you know, still. It's actually common knowledge that if you have music behind you, you're typically better. But, you know, I figure another week could be, like, you know, people on YouTube have made a tradition of doing translations. You can take a Japanese song and you translate it into English, make it fit the syllables and all that, and then sing it. That would also be maybe like an immunity challenge because the fact you would have to write the song, all that. I would say that it would just be a good idea. I don't know. I could be just very tired and very oblivious, and this could be a crappy idea. I don't know. If it is, feel free to just tell me straight up. I don't care. Anyway, just thought I'd send this in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bright Disaster, it's good to hear from you. And welcome to the next best thing. Now, first of all, don't tell me it's a good idea. Don't be like, oh, I have this brilliant idea. Because show me it's good by describing it. That's my first thought. I'm all for more competitions that are all-inclusive. I think that's a really good idea. And I like that in your hypothetical scenario, you beat Blackjack, because that's confidence. And I don't think randomly matching the people is unfair at all. My only thing is, original songs are a really hard sell, and you'd want to do that much later in the competition, I think, when people are more invested in the show. Because if you try to make them do it too early on, people will drop out. That happened a bunch of times on Sing It. But if they're already way invested in the show and have already been around for a couple weeks, they're probably more inclined to do it than drop, because they've put effort into it. And if you have to have them, if you're going to have them write original songs, I would say that in the thread so they don't bitch at you about it. Because people on contest shows like to bitch a lot. So that's something you want to look for and look out for. But I think it's a nice twist. I like the tournament idea. And I like that you're giving everybody a chance. I like it. I like it a lot. So good job. We'll see how you do at the end of the show. Whether or not you're going to move on to the next round. This is the first idea, so I may just think it's really good. And then I'll hear the rest of it, and I'll be like, oh, this idea was actually crappy. But I won't do that. Anyway, speaking of really good ideas, Zane and Oliviana are approaching next with another new Zane and Oliviana show. Because the world does not have enough of those. So let's hear the pitch.
Are you ready for the next best thing?
Which will most definitely be, Can You Unite the World?
Because this is not your ordinary singing style of competition. This is, let's VHS. Plan. This is international. We're going international.
Yes, this is going to be Voice Hollywood's first international singing competition. Not only can you sing in English, you can sing in any language that has to do with that week. We're talking, you know, from anywhere from Japanese to Spanish.
Even German or even Italy. Italian. Yeah, because we know Italy is a language.
Uh-huh. Way to go. It's Italian. Yes. Italian girl for a reason here. Come on now.
Exactly. Why not?
Okay. But here we go. So, like we said, the show is going to be an international singing competition. Think of it as almost like an Olympics of sorts, where all countries come together and sing and compete in one basic place. So that's what this whole entire competition is about.
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Why is it going to be awesome, Zane?
This competition is going to be awesome because I would say no other person has ever done this before. And
I think it's just people have tried.
Maybe people have tried and people have failed, but this is the reasons why we're doing it, because we're not going to fail. We actually have someone who can translate.
See, that's the thing. Is if, let's say you're not really good at picking up languages. That's fine. You don't have to sing in that particular language of that week, as long as you can either find an English song from an artist from that original area of the world, which there's a lot of people who sing in English from all the world. English is a very globalized language. You can also translate the song from the original language and sing it, from the original language into English and sing it, and you will help you out translating it, because you can't just translate a song or take the English translation and sing it. You also have to make the words flow still. Yeah. And I've had experience doing it. Zane.
I've had zero experience doing it. So basically, if you need help with that, ask Italian girl. Because I know,
so don't ask. Little,
I know Spanish, but a la vista, baby, it does not count.
As long as you have a base English translation of the song, it's all about getting the flow down, which will be fine. Can You Unite the World will really be a competition to see which singer can pretty much go international. And if you do try a language that you're not really good at speaking, it's okay if you don't pronounce it right, because You know, we're going to give Lele on that. You can't exactly learn a language in a week.
Exactly.
But as long as you try and as long as we have fun, that's all that matters.
Exactly. So just keeping that in mind when you're thinking of, let's see, what should we do today? Let's do something. Let's go international. Let's have everything.
So
feeling epic.
Yeah. Take a little bit of Asia. Take a little bit of Europe. Why not have a little bit of Africa and Australia and along with it? Everything's possible. Can you unite the world?
Yes, everything's included except Canada. That's optional.
That's mean.
I'm going to have a lot of people yelling at me. Okay. I've just found that Canada actually is not optional. Canada comes with the whole world.
Alrighty. So, and with that, we're going to be signing off.
Yes.
But you now know what Can You Unite the World is all about.
And you know what the next best thing is. So when you're thinking of the next best thing, think of Can You Unite the World.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because we will be united.
And we're your hosts, Olivia Gaina.
And Zane.
And we wish you a good night.
Oh, yeah.
Au revoir.
See ya. Pecas.
Guys. This is another one I've seen an audition for already, which is my fault for taking so long to put the show out. I guess I haven't seen an audition for this, but I heard the epic teaser you made that stated that it was better than all of my shows. But it's still eligible for this show, and I like this too. Someone tried this once over at another forum whose name tastes like poison, so I won't say it. And it was really difficult. I was in the competition. Excuse me. And I had to do Spanish, so I just did Feliz Navidad. So I got around it. And it may be a hard sell, but I don't think it will be. Because you have that English loophole, which is brilliant. And that is what sets this show apart. I'm like hot for this show. I mean, if there's one thing we've learned from Zane's shows, it's that he does not need experience doing something to be epic at it. And, I mean, you heard his Spanish a la Vista Baby yourself saying. There's some shows where it's the same judges over and over on many different shows. And the dynamic kind of gets old. But you two are really good together. And I think that will help the show a lot. I really like the two of you together. I like the dynamic that you guys have. And I'm glad that Zane learned something from this. And that is that Canada does indeed come with the whole world. When the world comes, so does Canada. And I think that's an important thing for us all to remember. Right, Melly? Anyway, I'm rambling, but this is really good. I like this one a lot. I think you've thought it out well. You thought of that English loophole again, which is a brilliant touch. And I think that alone is what will get people auditioning. And I think if you do post an audition thread for this, and it seems like you're going to, you should make sure you mention that in the thread. Because that is going to get the people that are, like, scared to do it to try it. This is a good show, you guys. I'm excited about this one. Next up to present their show, or his show or her show, is... It's Flynn. It's Flynn with her first show idea. She sent several, so this is Flynn's show idea, the first one.
Hi, Dylan. This is Flynn, or the noob Theatonaut. My idea, the working title is Once Upon a Time in a Land Far, Far Away, and it's going to be a vocal competition, not song, not singing. It's going to be storytelling, similar to Acting Through the Ages or Teller of Tales, that kind of vocal competition. And the basis is going to be where we're going to take a trip around the world, and each week there will be a different country or general area, or a different era maybe, and you have to find a mythology tale or a classic legend, and you have to read that or tell that in your own way, and we'll be judging on originality of the piece. It could be a classic piece, or it could be a piece that we've never heard before, but it has to be done originally. How close and how patriotic it is of its own country, and just in general taste, you know, all the miscellaneous, like, quality and timeliness and, you know, length and whatever else. But the two main things that they will be judged on will be how close or how patriotic they are to that country or that era, and the originality of the piece and how well it was told. And hey, I mean, if they take a risk, that could be a big payoff, or it could be a total fluke or a total flunk like lots of other shows. And I think that it will be really exciting. I'm really excited about this. It'll teach people about the world. We could choose somewhere as popular as Greece, Grecian mythology, or we could choose somewhere like, I don't know, Hungary, or I don't know, New Guinea, something like that. Something that nobody's ever really explored. And it'll teach people about the world and about their mythology, and it'll be a really awesome experience, I think, and I'm really, really excited for it. So I hope that this will go far. Thanks.
Okay. When you said it was a storytelling show, I was like, ooh, because that's like Zane and Olivia's thing. But again, you put a twist on it, and I think that there's room for something like that. Because, like, a lot of people do singing shows, but they all have different twists, and a lot of them are really cool. And I'm liking the whole Epcot vibe everyone's bringing tonight, like, the around-the-world thing. And there's also something about your voice that's mildly hypnotic. And I like that. When you say we will be judging, I would have liked to have known who we are, like, if you have a judge in mind already. But I do like it's not a singing competition, it's a storytelling competition, and you have that twist to it. And I would very much like to explore New Guinea. So that's a plus. I can't think of anything, like, constructive to add to this or to, like, you know, any suggestions, because I really like the idea. I think this is a really good idea, and I think it would be a really interesting show. So I guess you just would want to make sure there's, like, stories readily available, but I'm sure, like, every country has, like, folklore, and I'm sure there's websites. I really like this. This is maybe my favorite so far, so kudos. I'm looking forward to hearing your other two ideas, because you were very industrious with your auditions. Next up tonight is Autumn. Oh dear.
Don't you hate getting kicked off singing shows because of a single bad performance? Whether life gets in the way, the thing gets the better of you, or you simply had an off week, it seems that one-shot eliminations claim their victims every time, leaving good singers with a bad taste in their mouth. So why not put something in place that could give people a second chance? A chance to redeem themselves. I bring you Strikeout, a new multifaceted singing competition designed to find who is truly the best, using a system in which eliminations don't necessarily happen every week, because to get eliminated, you must be in the bottom three 2 weeks in a row, or be in the bottom three on three separate occasions. Awesome!
I like that you ended it with awesome. When you submitted this, I was like, oh, it's so short, I bet she's trolling me. But you didn't troll me, so thank you. Thank you for taking my show seriously, because it's an amazing show so far, as you've seen. Anyway, I know a lot about singing shows, so I feel qualified to give my thoughts on this one, and I will. First, I liked your commercial reading of your promo for it. I feel like it's going to run really long, but I don't think that that matters, because I think it could be like this epic, huge battle for supremacy, the likes of which no singing show has ever seen before. I can see it being like the new ultimate challenge for singers, and I like that, because it does suck when, like, a really good singer has a bad week, or it's a theme that doesn't agree with them, and they get kicked off, and it's in a lot of ways it's unfair. It's fair, but it's not fair. And I think this show gets around that. I really like this. I like the twist on it, and nobody's ever thought of anything, like, remotely like this before. All of the other shows tonight are kind of, like, plays on something that I've seen before. This is something totally new. This is really impressive. And I really want this show to happen. I hope you do this show, Autumn, because you give really good advice. You know what you're talking about. You're funny. And this is just the mechanics of the show is brilliant. So, kudos to you. I'm looking forward to this one. Not to give a spoiler alert, you could still get eliminated at the end of the show. But I really like it.